the city is experiencing, you know, some tough times right now with a real surge in violence. What are you hearing from people in the community?
A lot of the violence we're seeing is caused from drug-related crime. Also, the fact that people have been quarantined for months, and there's some mental health issues with that. I mean, I think it has affected us all, if we're honest, about how COVID-19 has affected our communities, even not even just here, but across the nation. We have people that have lost their jobs during this time. We have people with pressure to pay their rent and their bills. And so it's a very high stressful time for our community, and people that were already struggling are even worse off than they were before. I've also reached out to some partners nationally, and they've echoed that same sentiment.
Yeah, because it's not just happening here in Indianapolis, and all these factors that we know are the root causes that you're trying to work towards, you know, and if these situations are only getting worse, how important is it that we find the services that we need?
Yeah, and it really takes everyone's seriousness and involvement on this. This can't just be my office's task. We need all hands on deck. That includes our educators, our parents, our business owners, our community centers, our law enforcement, our government, our faith-based leaders. It takes everyone, and everyone has to be working towards the same goal.
I know that the city has committed to expanding the GVI program, and this is that evidence-based tactics that hopefully will really make a difference. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Absolutely. We've actually been doing this gun violence reduction strategy for the last 2 years now. And so we have some other partners in the community that are interested in joining that effort. It's a call-in effort where we call in people that are closest to the gun violence in our cities, and we have a conversation with them about law enforcement and community, how we feel, what their activity is doing to the community, what alternatives we have as far as other resources for employment, for job training, whatever that looks like that they may need. Connect them with those resources through our community-based organizations as well as mentors. Last year, we saw our first reduction in homicide in 10 years. You know, I know this year has been really challenging with COVID restrictions. All of our work is face-to-face, people-based work. So you can't do a gun intervention on a Zoom call. It's been difficult to be, you know, out here where we need to be. But with this break and the restrictions lifting, we've been out here full speed ahead.
Thank you so much for talking today.
Not a problem. Anytime, Jill.